Amuse-bouche, a single bite-sized hors d'oeuvre, a trifle to get one in the mood, a hint of flavors to come. The chef's ideas in pricey, served at his discretion.
Hello. Is there someone there?
Oh. There we go. Well, I haven't watered a hedge in a long time.
Oh, excuse me, this is a private garden.
I know, that's why I picked it. Oh, they'll never follow me. Hello?
Follow you? Who'll follow you?
Well, that's remarkable.
What is?
Your face.
Well, it's okay. I don't think anyone's ever called it remarkable before.
It's almost exactly like the face of my fifth husband.
Right. Is this one of those chat-up lines where I ask you how many you've had and you say four?
Oh, no, I've had 12. Or 11. Or 13. It all depends on how you count.
Does it?
Bit of a shave. Even his own mother couldn't tell you apart, if he has one.
And you don't know if he's got a mother?
Oh, you're full of questions, aren't you?
Well, that doesn't seem to be out of order if a strange woman jumps into your garden while you're doing the pruning.
I suppose not. Then I should probably introduce myself. Professor Riversong.
Andrew Edwardson.
Nice to meet you, Andrew Edwardson. It is a remarkable resemblance. I have to remember that. Tell me, is there a back way out of this garden?
Well, there's the gate.
Thank you.
You're just going.
Well, you want me to stay? You said you were busy.
Well, I am, but...
Then I'm going. I've probably lost them by now.
Us too.
Actually, it's probably best I don't tell you. They might disseminate you across multiple dimensions.
Is that bad?
Oh, more than you can imagine. It was lovely meeting you. Enjoy the roses.
Yeah. Bye then.
Andrew Edwardson.
What? How did you get in my house that quick?
Oh, good. I'm so glad I found you.
I don't have time to get changed. Is that a cocktail dress?
Oh, this old thing. Oh, don't worry about it. You're coming with me, Andrew.
Is this a date?
Well, very much not.
But I haven't finished here yet.
Oh, yes, you have. Come along. We're going for dinner.
But I've got bolognese out of the freezer.
It's not a request. You're coming with me now, or I shoot. What can I say? I'm very forward.
Appetizer, a starter, a small dish served before the meal to get the juices flowing. Monsieur, can I help you? I am the maître d'. You are looking a little lost.
Well, I am a little lost.
We get that a lot, monsieur.
Where am I?
Is it not obvious? Does the statue of the arrogant young slug not give you a clue?
The bumptious gastropod.
May we?
The greatest multidimensional restaurant of all time.
Not quite, monsieur.
Well, you think there's somewhere better? For an employee, you're not exactly selling it to me very well.
You misunderstand me. I mean simply that this restaurant exists outside the traditional chronology of the universe. Therefore, there is no time here for it to be the greatest restaurant of.
I see. I suppose that makes a sort of sense.
I'm glad you understand. So few of our customers ever do.
Why did I come here?
To a restaurant? Do you not think the answer is perhaps a little in the question?
Perhaps, and it would be a capital idea, but I imagine I'll be tricky to fit in. I didn't make a reservation.
On the contrary, monsieur, your table is prepared. If you would like to follow me.
But you don't even know my...
This way, doctor.
Name. All right, then. Goodness, what a view.
The entire history of creation on display for all our patrons. Exquisite, is it not?
It's hard to get my head around.
You have to let it wash over you. Best not to think about it in detail. This way.
You have an impressively diverse clientele and staff. So many different species.
A diverse clientele is true. Staff less so. Employing from multiple planets has many complications. The pay structure would be complex and prohibitive.
I can see dozens of waiters, dozens of dozens. No two of them are of the same race.
None of them are a race at all. They are robots.
Robots? With some kind of camouflage protocols, then, I suppose.
Precisely so. We find it aids comfort if each guest is served by one of their own.
I imagine my waiter might have trouble navigating this place in full-time lord regalia.
Oh, you have no waiter, sir. I am looking after you personally.
You?
It is a service we extend to our most honored guests. The owner was most insistent.
You know, a chap could begin to get quite suspicious.
Your table, sir.
Very nice.
Please be seated.
All right, if I must.
I will fetch the wine list.
Water will be fine.
Water it shall be. I will also bring details of the specials. Chef has been working on a rutan roulade that quite tinkles the taste buds.
Oh, I'm sure it would.
If you will wait one moment.
Well, maybe I could do with a bite to eat. I was feeling peckish. Best not to look a gift horse in the mouth, as I'm here.
Why are you here?
Rather an existential question before the first course has even arrived, Miss...
Professor, you shouldn't be here.
I'm not entirely sure why I am.
You can't be here. Not given who's about to arrive, and especially not given who's going to arrive after that.
Hold on. Do I know you?
Now, isn't that a question?
Yes. We met here very recently.
Oh, I see.
Very recently indeed.
Oh, I've been a fool.
And being here, that's what whet my appetite. That's why I came to the gastropod, because I'd just been here.
Oh, well, I suppose this bit's hardly a hardship.
What bit? What are you...
What are you kissing you? Isn't it obvious?
But I...
Oh, just go with it. You'll get used to it eventually.
There. How do you feel?
Where am I? What's going on?
Excellent. Now, here's the hard part.
Your water, monsieur. Oh, you appear to be unconscious.
Oh, the atmosphere, the view. He found it all overwhelming.
Really? Given the weapon you are holding, I think perhaps Madame shot him.
Oh, you're no fun. Only a bit. And only on stun. You're not going to throw me out, are you?
For such a silly little trifle, of course not. This is a multi-dimensional restaurant, madame. This kind of thing happens all the time.
Oh, tell me about it. Is there anywhere I can dump him? Temporarily, I mean. He really can't be here. Not at the moment. For all manner of reasons.
We have a quiet room provided for just these occasions. The owner insisted...
Oh, then he is very accommodating.
I will show you the way. Or perhaps not.
Oh, a new arrival. And I know exactly who that is.
I will have to go and attend them. A waiter will assist you.
Oh, thank you. You've no idea how helpful this is.
Au contraire, madame. I believe I very probably do. If you will excuse me. Garçon, if you could aid the lady with the unconscious customer, it would be most kind. Merci.
Oh, my, you're heavy.
Je Je suis désolé. I am so sorry to keep you waiting. We had an issue on the restaurant floor, but it's all dealt with now. How can I help you, Madame...
Kavarian. Madame Kavarian. I've booked a table.
The soup can be served hot or cold, depending on the season.
The Bumptious Gastropod. Interesting.
Well, Brooke, your sponsor certainly has taste, although her desire to see me dead does rather take the edge off my admiration.
Good, is it, this place?
Good. To call the gastropod good would be like calling the Sistine Chapel sort of okay.
Huh?
That's a yes.
Monsieur, madame, how good to see you again.
I've never been here before.
Nor me. At least not with this face.
Ah, then maybe you were here later.
What's he on about?
Oh.
An extratemporal restaurant. We come back.
Later for us, earlier for him.
Of course.
In a place like this, the usual laws of cause and effect don't apply. That is what you're telling us, yes?
Monsieur, I apologize. I have said too much again. You will appreciate that the maître d' of a sophisticated restaurant must be the soul of discretion, particularly when it comes to questions of individual chronology.
Naturally. Then we'll say no more about it. Brooke... Where were you and your sponsor supposed to meet?
She'd booked a table.
I see, then that should be easy to locate. Under what name?
Kavarian. She booked it under the name Kavarian.
What?
Madame Kavarian. That's her name.
Oh, my.
You know her.
We have a booking for two for a Madame Kavarian. She herself arrived very recently.
She did?
You didn't answer the question.
No. Funny that.
Do you know her?
That's just what I'm trying to find out. Oh, there you are. I see you. Wonderful.
I'd like a reply.
Then here it is. Change of plan. Come here, big boy.
What are you doing?
Kissing him. Isn't it obvious?
This is a public place.
Do not worry. This sort of thing happens all the time. I mean, literally, this exact thing.
There. How do you feel?
Where am I? What's going on?
Excellent.
Who are you? And you?
He doesn't remember us. Any of us.
No. What a pity. Good afternoon, sir. This is the Bumptious Gastropod. We're fully booked at the moment.
Madam, I think you'll find...
Shh, run with it. So, if you could please just come back another time. I imagine you'll find that pretty
but
easy.
Madam, we exist outside time. We always have tables available.
I know. Quiet. He might be listening through the scanner.
What are you doing?
Crossing my fingers. Let's see if that works. Oh, excellent. Oh, he was a good boy. Did as he was told. I really wasn't sure he would.
But what... I don't understand. Are you setting me free?
Not exactly. The doctor can't meet Madame Kavarian. Not this early. Not in this incarnation. His life, hers, mine, we're all swirled up together in a big old temporal... soup. The timeline is complex enough as it is. Let's not overcomplicate matters.
So it's true. You know Madame Kavarian?
Yes, obviously.
Not obviously. It's a bit of a surprise.
Not half as big a surprise as what happens now.
Oh, love it, really.
Where am... What? Can't remember what I'm doing here.
Oh, then allow me to explain. Well done, Brooke. You've killed the doctor. I think that might be worth telling your sponsor, don't you?
I did what... How?
Oh, the details aren't important. What matters is that he's dead. Oh, what are you waiting for? We've come here especially. The Bumptious Gastropod. I believe she has a table. Off you pop.
Right. Yes. I suppose I probably should.
There's a good girl. She reminds me of me, you know.
I can see that.
I suppose you're finding this a little confusing.
Not at all, madame. This is all largely standard. I believe this is an opportune moment to pass on a message from your future self.
My what?
Your future self. She is keeping out of your way in a back room we maintain for just this sort of occasion. When you exist outside time, patrons often find they encounter alternative iterations of themselves. We prefer to save our clientele embarrassment wherever possible.
And she's left me a message.
Oui. She wanted you to know that very shortly you must travel back in time and book a table for the doctor.
What? Why?
I am afraid I am simply delivering the message. I do not have these answers. She did suggest that things are very soon to become, how did she put it, complicated.
Did she now? Because so far they've all been terribly simple. Well, I've always had the highest regard for what she thinks, so I suppose I should probably do it. Now?
No, a few minutes' time, I believe. You still need to gain some useful information. She said you would know the time.
Useful? Does rather break the rules of cause and effect.
Do not trouble yourself. If it was problematic, we would not have told you. Here, this sort of thing is our bread and butter. Would Madame like some bread and butter while she waits?
The fish. A piskin platter. The first of the main courses.
You're late. And considering where and when we arranged to meet, that's something of an achievement.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. Sit.
Of course, madam.
Well, are you going to tell me about it?
About what?
About the death of the doctor.
Yes.
He is dead, isn't he?
Of course. Definitely. Very much so.
You don't seem terribly convinced.
I'm just
a bit confused for some reason.
I'll bet you are.
Listening in on their conversation, I do not think I can do this. I am not convinced it is entirely ethical.
It's not even remotely ethical. Now, shush, I'm trying to hear.
Is he dead or isn't he?
I did not see you plant the listening device on the young lady.
If you saw me, I wouldn't have been very good at planting it, would I? Shh.
I think I killed him. I think I did.
Think? You think you killed him? You'll forgive me, child, if I find that statement a little underwhelming.
I'm sorry.
The doctor dies here. We know this. He certainly booked a table. The historical data is very clear on that point.
So tell me, what did you do?
The doctor dies here. But that's not possible. The doctor's death. It's a fixed point in time. Lake Silencio, many regenerations from now.
Not to belabor a point I have made several times already, but you recall how this restaurant has a somewhat unique relationship with universal laws of causality.
Of course, you've told me often enough.
So, your answer is clear. A fixed point in time is only relevant where time, as you know it, exists.
And yet I'm supposed to travel back in time within the restaurant to book a table.
Oui.
But I don't see how I can do that if there's no time here.
Your later self has already asked me this 1 hour ago. I will explain earlier. Please, you should probably attend to your eavesdripping.
Well, I'm waiting.
Of course.
I feel I did kill him. Something about a poison?
This would be the place for that, I suppose. So where's the body? Where's the evidence? Where's the proof?
I don't know. I can't remember.
So how do you know?
Because she told me.
She? Who is she?
Oh, well, that was always going to happen, I suppose. This was something of a long shot.
The woman in reception, she told me I had. And you just believed her? Yes. I don't know why. Describe her.
Here we go.
Big hair. A bit glam. I don't know what else to say.
Oh, come on. Is that the best you can do? Whatever happened to devastatingly attractive?
It can't be. In reception, you say?
Charisma incarnate? If adventure had a face?
Follow me.
Oh, all this to work with, and the best you can come up with is big hair? Well, that's put me right off, and I already hated her.
Madame, as an expert in discretion, might I remind you of its relationship with valor?
Huh?
They are coming for you, presumably with aggressive intent, and I would really not wish to see your blood spilt. This carpet is expensive and very difficult to clean.
Oh, you're all heart.
Madame, I already know you do not die. You recall what I said about your future self?
Yes. So I suppose this is probably a good time to do as she asked. How far back? 1 hour, you said?
Precisamo.
Right. See you earlier, alligator.
May we?
She should be... Oh.
No sign.
Is something the matter, madame? Is the decor not to your liking? The ambiance lacking in some manner?
There was a woman here just now.
Was there? Only the one? Truly, I have seen several.
She was glamorous. With big hair, apparently.
Really? Let me think. No, I am afraid this is not specific enough a description. Je suis désolé.
Something very fishy is going on here.
Okay, 1 hour back.
Bonjour, madame. Lovely to see you again.
Have I travelled forward? I was aiming to go back an hour, not into the future.
Ah.
No, the readings suggest that's what I did. 1 hour backwards. Oh, wait. You don't mean I travelled back further again, after now, to before now?
Madame, I apologise. I have said too much.
Oh, no. I understand the soul of discretion. Oh, I'm sure I'll find out in time. Look, I need to book a table for a gentleman friend in the name of Doctor.
Mais oui, for two?
No, just the one. He'll be dining alone.
Oh, such a pity.
Oh, sorry about the late notice.
Not a problem.
Actually, why do I need to book? Why did Kavarian? You said you always had tables available.
We do. There is only one sitting, but it lasts for eternity. We always have tables available.
So why...
We have to rearrange the chronology of the restaurant. That requires some planning. Our existing beyond history does not mean that the restaurant has no history of its own.
Hence my ability to travel through time within it.
Precisamo.
Right. I see, I think.
There we are. One table is reserved. He may join us whensoever he desires.
Knowing him, that could be any time.
Which is fortunate. That is the precise time for which the table has been booked. And how does Madame intend to pay?
My card. Will this be acceptable?
Well, that will do nicely.
That computer looks pretty advanced. Do your systems store historical data for the restaurant?
Naturally.
And given the way this place operates, do you also store data about its future?
It is simplicity itself. The information is fragmented and incomplete, but our prediction software is second to none.
Then that could prove useful. Could I access it from that terminal?
This one? No. This is purely for reservations. You will need to visit our administration office.
Can you show me the way? I want to look up details about a death.
Oh, but of course, it is just through here. What are you looking for?
Confirmation of a rumor. Ah, and here it is. Apparently the doctor does die here. There's not much in the way of detail, which is frustrating, but it does at least give me a little wiggle room.
Time is always in flux. We can't be sure of all the details.
But you're sure of enough. So a fixed point in time can be a movable feast after all.
Here? Yes. That is because...
No, don't worry. You've already told me, or rather you will, which reminds me, my past self is going to be arriving here very soon.
Oh, How embarrassing. Is she wearing the same outfit? Is that the issue?
No. Well, she is, but that's not the point. When you get the chance, tell her to travel back in time and book a table. Not immediately. She needs to gain more information first. She'll know when the moment is right.
Why must she do all this?
Oh, because things are about to get complicated. But don't worry. I think I'm getting the inkling of an idea.
Oh.
There's a problem?
No. A patron. That tone indicates a new arrival.
Then you'd best go and deal with him. I'll see if there's anything more I can find out here.
Merci, madame. Monsieur, can I help you? I am the maître d'hôtel. You are looking a little lost.
Well, I am a little lost.
We get that a lot, monsieur.
Why are you here?
Your water, monsieur. Oh, you appear to be unconscious.
Oh, the atmosphere, the view. He found it all overwhelming.
Really? Given the weapon you are holding, I think perhaps Madame shot him.
Is there anywhere I can dump him? Temporarily, I mean. He really can't be here.
We have a quiet room provided for just these occasions.
Oh, a new arrival. And I know exactly who that is.
I will have to go and attend them. A waiter will assist you.
The host, the second of the main courses.
Madame, I have dealt with the new guest.
Kavarian, I'm guessing.
I could not possibly say. Madame...
Good job I got the doctor here out of the way before she arrived. And before he gets here, with me and Brooke. Huh? Stupid of me. I really should have anticipated him travelling back in time, too.
Madame, what exactly are you doing?
It's not what it looks like.
You are removing the gentleman's clothes.
Yes, and not for the first time.
Then it is exactly what it looks like.
I do have an ulterior motive.
So I suspected. He is unconscious.
I'd have struggled getting this one's clothes off if he was awake. Now, don't worry. It's the outfit I need, not him.
I do not think it would suit Madame.
Oh, you'd be surprised, but not today. Nope, I need to find someone to take his place at dinner.
But the table is for him, n'est-ce pas?
Oh, that's exactly what everyone's supposed to think. But the doctor isn't dining today.
Oh, poor sir. First he is shot, then disrobed, then he does not get to experience the menu. Is it possible his day could get any worse?
I'm hoping not. It's just that I remember a man quite some time ago called Andrew. I thought back then he could prove useful at some point. Now I think I was right. I looked him up on your database and he has no noticeable influence on the timeline, so he can be removed from it. I'm going to fetch him.
He is the one who shall be dining?
That's the idea. Right. Very soon, past me is going to arrive here for the first time with the doctor and Brooke. You need to meet her.
May we?
Whereas I need to be out of the way. I'll come back when I'm gone, okay?
I will take you at your word.
Back in a jiffy.
Ah, perfect timing.
Sounds like I've come to the right place. Come on, River. Off you go. Haven't got all day. Well, I do, I suppose. It was lovely meeting you. Enjoy the road. Fab. Andrew Edwardson.
What? How did you get in my house that quick?
Oh, good. I'm so glad I found you.
And how do you have time to get changed? Is that a cocktail dress?
Oh, this old thing. Oh, don't worry about it. You're coming with me, Andrew.
Is this a date?
Well, very much not.
But I haven't finished here yet.
Oh, yes, you have. Come along. We're going for dinner.
But I've got bolognese out of the freezer.
It's not a request. You're coming with me now, or I shoot. What can I say? I'm very forward. Right, so if I travel back to the quiet room just after Kavarian and Brooke try to catch me in the lobby, that should keep the chronology sensible. Well, at least relatively so. Hold on! And back. Right on target.
What? Where? How?
I really wouldn't bother with too many questions, Andrew. You'll struggle to understand any of the answers. Let's just say I'm from the future. I've got a teleport time travel thing. Run with it.
Right. Is that me, the sleeping guy?
No, I think you'd remember. It's just someone you look like. Get undressed.
Hey?
Was that not clear? I'm sure it's a pretty standard phrase. Usually when I say it, it has the desired effect. Don't make me threaten to shoot you again.
But you... take my clothes off. I thought you said I was coming for a meal. Getting naked beforehand, I mean... was that a bit informal?
Depends where you're eating. In some of my favourite restaurants, it's practically the dress code. But don't worry, down to your underwear will be fine.
You're quite sure this isn't a date?
Yes, quite sure.
Well, this is all very confusing.
Try living it.
I was going to watch the roadshow later on. I was looking forward to that.
Oh, madame, you have returned.
Ah,
you are stripping a second gentleman who looks precisely the same as the first. Madame clearly knows what she likes.
Could you just...
Why is this gentleman removing his clothes?
Yes, I'd like to know that too.
Keep undressing, Andrew. The maitre d' has seen all this before. I mean, not this. Exactly.
True, and at least he is doing it himself. And he's conscious.
I'm going to dress Andrew here in these clothes and send him out there to the doctor's table.
Yes, I see. It all begins to make sense.
I'm glad someone thinks that. So, you're having dinner with me?
No.
Oh.
I did force you into this with a gun, Andrew. I can't imagine I'm your preferred dining companion. Now, these clothes... on.
It's just... It's been a long time since I've eaten with a beautiful lady. Any lady come to that.
Really? Well, you're not that bad looking.
What do you think?
Actually, quite attractive, I'd say.
It's kind of you.
I'd have thought you'd have been a catch.
Well, I'm a bit nervous around women, you know.
I know.
They don't seem to like that.
No. Well, if it's been a long time since you've had dinner with a beautiful lady, today is your lucky day.
Oh.
You're having dinner with two beautiful ladies.
Oh, golly. Well, I'm done.
Yes, you are. Excellent. You look quite the spit. If anyone asks, you're called the doctor, right?
Doctor. They like a man with career prospects, do they, these ladies?
Oh, they're interested in someone of a medical bent, certainly. It's that table there. You see it?
Well, that one, but there's no one there.
Oh, don't worry. They'll find you. Go get 'em, tiger.
Oh! Right, okay, I will.
They are going to kill him, are they not?
Oh, we don't know that for certain.
I expect they will. Roast him alive.
It's only a rumour the doctor died here. It may have been a misunderstanding, a mistake.
Does Madame truly believe that?
Look, maybe they will kill him, okay? I'm hoping it doesn't come to that, but obviously it's useful to have more than one plan.
And how many plans does Madame have?
One, currently, but I am thinking...
Oui. If you will forgive me for saying this, this idea, it does appear a little cold-blooded.
Sometimes you have to be. Andrew seems a lovely man, a poor, sweet, lonely man. But he's not the doctor. The universe can survive without Andrew, but it can't survive without the doctor. Believe me, I know.
Pourquoi? He did not appear especially interesting when I met him.
Well, you weren't seeing him at his best.
So few people are when unconscious in their underwear.
The doctor's better than all of us. He's brave, he's strong, he's smart, he's kind, he's the wisest man I'll ever know, and he's the most compassionate.
Truly? You think he would be happy to let this gentleman die in his place, huh?
That's not fair.
It does seem to be a reasonable point.
Oh, this is all academic until we know what Kavarian is planning.
Even Madame must know she is clutching at straws.
Well, we're just about to find out, aren't we?
She must be here somewhere. I know
Why tell you a lie, Andrusko? It doesn't make sense. She wanted something. You definitely can't see her.
No.
We should be able to see her. That's the whole point of a viewing platform. You can see the view.
I'm telling you, I can't. She's nowhere to be... Hold on.
You found her?
Not her. Look.
The doctor. Well, it appears Providence is smiling on us. Come along.
See? There's nothing sinister about that.
Madame, you must accept reality. You are treating this man as a human sacrifice.
I don't have any choice.
So, this porch leg of Maya beast, it's got a little chili next to it. How spicy is it exactly?
Waiter, go wait on someone else.
What? Well, I hadn't finished ordering. Oh, I say... She was quite right, wasn't she? Two beautiful ladies.
Are you trying to flatter me? What an interesting notion.
What's with the accent?
Accent? I don't have an accent.
Is it a disguise?
If it is, it's a foolhardy one. Sitting there in that outfit with that face and that... celery.
Celery? Eh? Oh, yes. What's that about?
His accent is the least distinctive thing about him. Hello, Doctor.
Doctor? Doctor who? Oh, yes, that's me, of course, sorry. Won't you sit down?
We're not staying.
Oh, but I thought we were going to eat.
I don't think you'll eat anything ever again.
What? But I'll get hungry.
No, you won't.
Get up.
Sorry?
I said get up.
Is that a gun?
Yes, it's a gun. Of course it's a gun. What does it look like?
Well, it looks like a sort of silver hairdryer with bits on it.
Oh, must you always jabber?
Get up!
Oui, madame. They may not be intending to kill him. Guns are so often used in many friendly ways.
Yes, yes. Oh, okay, I get it. I understand. I just... Disguise. They thought the accent was a disguise.
Madame, you have a notion?
Perhaps. Where are they?
They are nearing the exit.
Then I might not have enough time.
May I remind Madame of where she is?
What? Huh? Oh, good point. Hence that hint earlier that I'd travelled into the restaurant's past at least one more time. Oh, well, it was already getting pretty complicated. How much worse can it be? Let's go back a little further.
I thought she would never work that out.
Quietly, don't make a fuss.
Where are you taking me?
You don't want to know.
Oh, what the?
But him? Look, that's impossible.
Okay, now I really am going nuts.
Hello, everyone. I'm the Doctor. And you're dead.
Game. The third and final of the main courses.
Right. 2 hours back. Okay. Hello there.
Ah, madame. Good to see you again.
You're kidding me.
Have I said too much?
And not for the last time. This still isn't the furthest I've been back?
Madame...
No. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. I'm sure it'd only fry my synapses further.
If you insist. How can I help, madame?
Well, in all manner of ways. Some more pleasurable than others, but let's stick to the most pressing, eh?
Is madame flirting with me?
It can sometimes prove useful.
There is no need. I will be happy to assist you in any way necessary.
Really? Don't turn me down too quickly. It's hardly flattering.
I imagine madame receives more than her fair share of flattery.
Well, aren't you sweet? Although what I'm going to ask you might test that to its limits.
Try me.
I need one of your waiting robots.
Really? Oh, then it is yours.
What? Seriously, without protest. Without question. Not even the tiniest smidgen of an argument? Are you the most accommodating person who's ever lived?
It has been said.
Is there nothing you wouldn't allow me to do?
Nothing leaps to mind.
Can I keep you?
I'm afraid not, madame. I am already beholden to a very fair maiden. Who would run the restaurant in my absence?
Who indeed?
Please follow me to the maintenance room. I will provide you with precisely the automaton you require.
Let's see now.
What are you trying to do?
Access the camouflage protocols. These waiters can change their appearance, correct? To match the diners?
May we?
So it should be possible to make one resemble a specific person.
Ah, which specific person did Madame have in mind?
Hello, I'm the Doctor.
This one.
Most intriguing. What is this outfit he wears? What is it intended to represent?
Damned if I know. I've never seen anything like it in a billion worlds. Now, if I can just access its personality matrix, give it a few tweaks.
You want to make this robot a specific simulacrum?
Enough that Brooke and Kavarian might be convinced it's the real thing. I mean, it's worked before. Or it will do. It rather depends on your point of view.
So many things do, in my experience.
I'll have it arrive in 2 hours. Who knows? If I program it for self-defense, it might even be able to deal with them itself. A few combat moves, that sort of thing. And just to give it a fighting chance, one of my guns.
You are arming it. Is Madame sure that is wise?
Well, what could possibly go wrong? Yes, I really just said that out loud, didn't I?
Die, scum!
Get down!
Way ahead of me!
Behind the table!
All must face the wrath of the Doctor.
The Doctor doesn't use weapons, you said.
I'm pretty certain that isn't me.
It's certainly not your usual behaviour, always assuming you are the Doctor.
Of course I am. That's what I said. That's my name.
Is it, though? I'm beginning to wonder if someone might just be playing a game with us.
Could they not have tried cribbage?
Okay, I'm back. How's it? Oh, gunfire.
Madame's observation skills are certainly not lacking. She merely fails at the programming of automata.
All must die
who Oh, yes. I'm not entirely sure I've captured his personality.
Madame.
I think that robo-waiter must have read my description in precisely the wrong way. It's not killing anyone, at least. I only included Brooke and Kavarian as viable targets.
Oh, thank heavens. It is merely destroying the restaurant. Madame, what do you intend to do about this? If it continues much longer, I may have to charge you for at least some of the damage.
First things first. I need to get Andrew out of there.
Pitiful creatures.
What should we do?
Kill him, obviously.
Now!
How? I would have thought that was your department. Murdering the Doctor is rather what you were designed to do.
I wasn't told he was this aggressive.
He isn't. It probably isn't him. But don't let that stop you.
All must fall to the might of the Doctor.
Hello, Andrew.
I've changed my mind. Dinner's off.
Come on. There's a time and a place for everything. Hold on.
I am coming for you.
Doesn't look too heavily armored. Shouldn't be hard getting in a kill shot.
So what are you waiting for?
I don't know. Your gun, maybe?
There. Do it then.
Can't, can I? Not when it's strafing everything.
So what did I give you that for?
Shooting it's still the plan. I just need a distraction so I can let off a shot.
What sort of distraction?
Well, they seem to be coming after us.
No.
Just run over there, you'll be fine.
You run over there.
I can't do it. I'm the one killing it.
Meaning it might just kill me.
Then I need to be quick. In fact, we both do.
When do you want this distraction?
Really? The sooner the better.
Very well. Here we go. I hope I don't regret this.
Die, traitor scum.
You first!
I cannot go!
I think I might have a stitch.
No regeneration energy. If it is the doctor, it's a clean kill.
If being the operative word. And as if on cue.
A robot.
One of the waiting robots. Interesting. So it was a bluff. Well, at least there's always... Hold on. Where's the other one?
The other... But he was right there.
Well, he's not there anymore. He can't have got out the front. Not past that thing. Not past us.
So he's still in the restaurant.
Where's that maitre d'?
Yes, if you could hurry clearing the cutlery and the debris, I will need this table soon. Garçon, a fresh cloth. This one has bullet holes.
Might not just be the cloth.
Madame, is something not to your satisfaction?
Where's the doctor?
I do not know who you mean.
I think you do. That was one of your robots that just distracted us. I think you're in on this somehow. Where is he?
Madame, you have to understand, I must be discreet.
Oh, you'll be discreet. Several discreet piles of flesh, unless you tell us what we need to know.
Madame. And madame.
Excuse me, please. Could one of you fine people tell me where I am and what's happened to my clothing?
Doctor...
The salad. Light, crisp, refreshing.
Here we... Whoa!
Somewhere new?
Exactly. Somewhere new. And it can't be.
Looks like a cat.
It does. A cafe spaceship. But this should still be the bumptious gastropod. It's the same space-time location. Well, out of space-time location. I know I took us back quite some distance. It seemed wise to get you as far away from the restaurant as possible whilst I dealt with the doctor.
But I am the doctor, aren't I?
No, you're not, Andrew. You're Andrew. Keep up. This must be what the gastropod was before it became the gastropod. They must have built on top of it.
Hello. Can I help you?
And that confirms it. Aren't you usually French?
French? Doesn't sound like it, does it? Why would I be French?
You've never met me before?
Clearly not, if you think I'm French.
Excellent. Then this is as far back as I come.
Are you going to order any food or not? I can't stand time wasters.
Yeah, get used to it. Before too long, there'll only be time wasters here.
Actually, I am quite hungry. I never got to have my meal.
Then you won't be bored. Don't worry. I'll be back.
Let me see now. Those photos, is that the menu?
No, it's the decor. I really like food art.
Oh, so where's the menu then?
That is the menu, you idiot.
Oh, right, of course. Sorry. I'm just a little out of my... Sorry. Is that all there is? I can't do fried food, really. Not with my problems.
It's that or a green salad.
OK, well, I'll have a green salad then.
Coming right up. 3.8 Brussels.
3.8 what?
Money, Squire. Payment.
Oh, money, of course. Yes, yes, if you'll just give me 1 second.
The doctor? Yes? The real doctor?
Have we met?
That's a more interesting question than you know.
Well, then perhaps you'd like to tell me the interesting answer.
I'm afraid you'll have to live with not knowing. Or rather, not live with not knowing. Brooke!
I thought you didn't want to cause a scene.
I've run out of patience. Shoot him.
As you command.
Madame, please, no guns!
Now, wait, I'm sure we can come to some kind of arrangement.
These are the arrangements.
No! No! Oh!
Dessert, also known as the sweet or pudding.
Oh, no. Well, well, well. What a surprise. Here comes my baby.
Oh, shut up. Regenerate. Regenerate.
I use regeneration inhibitors. I'm not stupid.
River. Oh, yes, my love. Yes, it is. Oh, stay with me, please.
I...
looks like he got his just desserts.
You've killed her. And she killed him. You mad woman. Don't you know what you've done?
I know exactly what I've done. All those lives I've saved.
All those lives you've destroyed. The people he would have rescued, the world he would have brought back from destruction...
are considered a viable cost.
And what about your life, huh? Is that a viable cost?
I've a feeling I'm about to find out.
Damn right. I should have done this a long time ago. What's that? Is it... regeneration energy?
Hello there, sister.
Brooke? Is that you? But...
I'll take the gun, thank you. Wouldn't want them going off or anything.
But...
I might have exaggerated a little with that whole, you killed her thing.
Another one of your hellish experiments, based on my DNA.
Yes, but this time Mummy got it right.
Time to deal with a loose end, I think.
You can't!
Watch me.
We thought you'd be here, River. River Song and the Doctor. The Doctor and River Song. Why, your names go together. So it's fitting that so too shall your final resting places.
Oh, enough gloating. If you're going to do it quickly. I don't want to live in a universe without him anyway.
As you wish. Child.
Glad... Oh.
What just happened?
She is dead. Madame is dead.
Please, ladies and gentlemen, the management apologizes for this unpleasantness. For the next 15 minutes, all drinks will be half price.
He's right. She's dead. Brooke, what just happened?
That wasn't me.
It was me.
And who the devil are you?
Galdar Serene. Of the Beltran Confederacy.
And should I have the faintest idea who that is?
The most feared assassin in the galaxy.
I think not.
Try me. This woman had a price on her head on multiple worlds, dead or alive. You'll forgive me if I prefer the former option. The body is mine.
But I...
Mine, I say.
Far be it from me to stand in your way.
But Madame Kavarian,
I've got what we wanted. Yes? We might not have had the opportunity to deliver the coup de grace, but let's not be greedy. This gentleman has done us a favor. It would seem perverse not to allow him full benefit.
You are most wise. You, take her to my ship, Bay 1908.
As sir wishes.
We'll take the doctor's. It may prove valuable in its own way. Spoils of war.
I don't like this.
This is a good day. Don't overthink it. Bring him.
Come along, madame, just a little further. There. It seems the stasis field is wearing off. Could that not have happened 2 minutes ago? So we could have walked.
What hit me?
All in good time.
Kavarian and Brooke, where are they?
All in good time.
Where am I?
The owner's office. He wanted to meet you. Although, technically, he has met you before.
He has... what?
Ah, River, there you are. It's Andrew. Remember me? I own the bumptious gastropod.
Cheese, the penultimate course. A final little savoury.
3.8 Brussels.
3.8 what?
Money, squire. Payment.
Oh, money, of course. Yes, yes. If you'll just give me... 1 second.
No cash, no dinner. You get me?
Of course, yes. I understand the system. It's just... this isn't my coat. It's somebody else's and... this might be a wallet. What about this? Is this money?
What are you doing?
Something the matter?
Don't wave that about.
Sorry. Is it a weapon or something? I don't understand.
That is an unlimited credit slip from Galactic Century Bank. You could buy this place a million times over with that.
I could?
Yeah.
I could. I don't know, I just thought it might be useful. You know, you'd help me, so maybe I could help you.
Hence the cheesy grin.
Yep, I pulled it off. Can't believe it.
So all that stuff, allowing me the robot, not throwing me out, that all happened on your word?
Oh, no. That was him.
Oui, madame. I am just very accommodating.
He's been great. He knows what he's talking about when it comes to time-travel-y things. No, not that. How'd you put it?
Temporal phenomenon.
Yep, temporal, that.
But weren't you just a chef, a Cockney chef?
Eh?
I beg your pardon, madame.
Back in the cafe?
I have no idea what madame is talking about. Time plays tricks on us all. Maybe I was once. Maybe I am yet to be. Interesting, n'est-ce pas? All I know is that today I am Maître D.
Yes, and I don't even know your name.
It's most amusing, madame. I was thinking precisely the same thing.
The assassin who shot you was one of our robo-waiters. Stunned you with a
stasis field.
That. Made you seem dead just long enough that Brooke and Kavarian wouldn't know you, well, weren't.
And the doctor? Did you do the same to the doctor?
Well, that was the plan, but Brooke shot him before we could get there. I mean, you saw.
He's dead. He's really dead.
I'm sorry.
Not as sorry as they're going to be. Maybe there's a way out of it. Maybe there's something I can do. But if there isn't, well, they're going to pay. They are definitely going to pay.
Anything we can do?
No, thank you, Andrew. You've been very helpful, but from here on in, I go alone. I have to.
Are you leaving already?
No time like the present.
But, madame, must I reiterate the way this restaurant works?
Well, you can surely stay a little bit.
Why? What did you have in mind?
Coffee. A last moment. A little something to finish things off.
Coffee. Thank you.
My pleasure, madame.
Thank you for joining me for dinner.
Oh, well, it's the least I could do.
I felt like it had to happen. I'm sorry it couldn't be under happier circumstances.
So am I. Do you want me to take you home?
I don't know. I think I'll be fine here, to be honest. Here, I'm the owner of a successful restaurant. There's now... There's nothing for me back home. Here's as good a place as any. That spag bol will go off, though. You done?
I think so.
All the best with it. I hope you manage to save him.
So should everyone. If I don't save him, well, the thought doesn't bear thinking about.
Bye.
After dinner, mint, sir?
Why not? Bon appetit.